All right. So today is January 30th. Is that correct?
Yes.
2014?
This January has finally disappeared.
I know. That's how everybody's feeling this year.
Yes.
It's been crazy. Yes. But I'm here with Ken Strong in the basement of the Stowe Historical Society. And Ken, if we're going to talk about your time in Stowe and, you know, time on the mountain, as well as the story of the shed and what other types of things you've been doing in and around town through the years. If we could begin, though, with you telling me your full name and when and where you were born. Because I believe you're from Vermont, isn't it?
Yes, okay. Yes. My full name is Kenneth Merrill Strong. Kenneth and Merrill are old family names. I was born in Bennington, Vermont, and raised pretty much in Brattleboro. My family moved here in 1732. They helped found Northampton, and they helped found Dorchester from 1630. They went in 1720 or thereabouts, they moved north to Vermont and settled in southern Vermont. I'm from south of Rutland, and as Dale Percy says up here, you folks south of Rutland never could figure out whether you wanted to be in Massachusetts, New York State, or New Hampshire. South of Rutland. So I says, okay, Dale, I'll give you. It doesn't matter, I guess, with your second generation French Canadian. I'll give them south of Rutland, yes.
That's great. So what year were you born in?
39.
39, okay.
1939.
And so how did you make the move to Stowe? Why Stowe?
When I got out of the Air Force, it was in late October, and I didn't know what to do because it was too late to get any of my schooling. So I had some friends that owned a matter of a barn, and so I contacted them. I had been skiing since I was 8, to see if I could get some work at Matter of Glen. And they were good friends with Bud Phillips, who ran a ski school, so they hooked me up with him, and I went up and I taught skiing Bud Phillips Ski School, and that spring I was certified over in North Conway. As it turns out, with several fellows from Stowe, whom later I became good friends with. And the following year, winter, I came to Stowe because there was no business in Mad River. And I was having to serve breakfast down at the barn for room and board. So I came over to Stowe for a shot. And Kerr Sparks, the head of the ski school at the time, was good friends with Bud. So he called Bud, and Bud said, yeah, sign him up. So that's how I got in the ski school here in Stowe. I was one of about, I think there were about 8 of us that were certified, and Sepp had a large Austrian contingent at the time that he was friendly with Krückenhauser. Krückenhauser's Austrian technique was very big worldwide for decades. So he was able to get some of the top Austrian ski instructors over here. So anyway, I taught skiing from 61 until probably 67. I started the shed in 65, and we were open just at 4 o'clock the first couple of years.
Okay. Can I just back yes. for a minute?